If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Walmart, Nike, Bloomingdale's, Petco, UGG, Sephora. So many more I could go on and on. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. When it comes to savvy shopping and saving money, Rakuten is a no-brainer. It's free and easy to join. That's Rakuten.com. R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Rakuten.
All right, we back at it, Homegrown Radio. Chuck Dizzle, DJ Head. We got Mr. OGZ up in the building with us right now. Jeezy World about to go crazy. Man, OGZ, what up, bro?
What's the deal, man? I feel good. I look good, smell good, feel good.
He said I smell, well, smell good has yet to be determined since we, you know, we on the computer and shit. But but it's been a minute since I talked to you. It's been a minute since, like, the world has talked to you. You know what I'm saying? You've been ducked off, doing your own thing. What's been the number one? Well, first of all, you said this your first time even really doing, even having a conversation since the whole pretty much pandemic, right?
Yeah.
Is there a reason for that?
I just wanted to duck off and keep quiet, you feel me, and just surprise everybody with my project. I was working on my project the whole time, the whole pandemic.
The whole pandemic?
Yeah.
How much do you think you recorded? Like, how many songs you think you recorded throughout the whole time?
Probably, like, all in. There was a point where I had like writer's block, so I was just cooling, cause I wasn't living life. You feel me? I wasn't out traveling, doing everything. Yeah. So everything came to a pause. So I feel like my writer's block kicked in. Then like middle of last year, my shit just like snapped back, and I did like 50 songs, 50 hot songs. You feel me?
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Yo, so what does that look like to you? I hear people talk about writer's block, and I can only imagine it from my side of it, just being a creative. I don't make music like that, but from your perspective, what does that look like? Is it like, damn, I just go in the studio and I just can't do shit? Is it just overthinking? And
I think I definitely overthink more than anything.
Got it.
Too much. Like, I get in there, and if I already go in with like a negative mindset, then that shit might just throw me off the whole night.
So what sprang that off for you? What do you think? Like, how did you kind of overcome that?
One of the things that helped was meeting my new engineer. Shout out my boy Tez. That's my new engineer. I met him, and like the few weeks I met him, I did all those songs. Like, I got dumb comfortable with him.
So you're like, hey, you ain't going nowhere.
me and him got like a super good chemistry. So, and I feel like he knew exactly how to make me sound like crispy. So it just made me want to rap more, because every song I did just sounded better and better.
Do you think that, like, throughout the, like, say you do go through a bad case of writer's block, you said it's because you hadn't been traveling and stuff like that, but I feel like some people get to still experience life and they still go through writer's block. Is that ever, have you ever had that experience?
For sure. But it's like, I feel like you living life, so you're not worried about, I'm not even worried about writing music when I'm out, you feel me? I'm doing what I gotta do, you feel me? So,
oh no, I done seen you, I follow you for a long time. I done seen you living life, you know?
so being at home, like just stuck, and especially everything being closed, like no clubs, nothing. It was like, you really just, the only thing to do is kick it at home.
Yeah.
It was a change of pace for sure.
Did you feel like, have your writer's block been a thing since you've been kind of doing your own thing as far as solo, or has that always been something that's been persistent with you?
No, before I feel like I didn't spend as much time in the studio. Like when I was in a group, I felt like it was like a studio, like once a month or once every few weeks or something. Like being by myself, I was like, I need to start spending some more time in the studio. So I guess I got to feel it a little more.
Yeah.
But, Once I got over it, you feel me? I was getting it in.
Is that a preference of yours to be in the studio more or less? Or are you more of like out there living life? Like, man, I kind of just want to experience different things like, and not necessarily focus.
I like experiencing life, like living it, and then coming back to the studio vibed up. You feel me?
Got it.
I feel like that's how I make the best music.
When you doing a solo project, is that how different is it for you than doing obviously the group project? Because we know you from doing the group shit, but I've heard different stories from different people. I've heard people speak on it from a duo standpoint. People speak on it from a big group standpoint. What's OGZ's viewpoint on that?
I feel like it's not really a difference. You feel me? I feel like it's the same thing. All my other homies is around. Like it's not too different. I just go in and do what I got to do. You feel me?
Is being solo what you expected? Is it better? Is it worse? Is it exactly how you expect it? Kind of doing your own thing right now, building this project kind of for yourself.
I feel like it's kind of how I imagine it. You feel me? It's a lot less stressful. Like the only person I got to focus on is myself.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's like no one depending on me. I feel like the only person depending on me is my son. You feel me?
Yeah.
That's all I do it for.
Yo. So I want to talk about that for a second, man, because I seen somewhere you said that changed your life, fatherhood, man. And being a dad myself, I always like to ask artists or just people in your position, man, what's some dad advice you can give to other individuals out there, man? Whether it be a secret as a dad that you got, that's something only you do as a father, or just generically speaking, like just advice for all the fathers out there.
Man, I would just say try to spend as much time with your seed as possible. You feel me? Like, just try to mold them into a good person, a better person than you is.
Yeah. Do you think that's put another battery in your back as far as, because Chuck, I seen Chuck go from 0 to 60 real quick, 0 to 100 real quick.
Yeah, for sure.
I also noticed, and it's just me, you could correct me if I'm wrong, but I also noticed a different OGZ after you had your kid. Like, I felt like the OGZ that I knew and saw come up was wild. Like, I've seen you wilding before. And I was like, bro.
Definitely. Nah, that's
you a think fact, it kind of toned like, you down a little bit, or you was already on that path?
No. He definitely like just changed my whole route, my whole mindset. He changed everything, you feel me? But I feel like he changed me for the better. Like, and especially like one of the things that happened throughout this quarantine, not traveling, not drinking, you feel me, not turning up. I got to sit down, kick it with him every day, and I got to get healthy. Like, I feel like my mind is sharper than it's ever been, you feel me?
Yeah. When you say get healthy, what do you mean?
I started, like, really eating healthy, you feel me, working out, exercising every day. So I think since I've been in quarantine, I lost, like, 20 pounds, you feel me? I was going in. Yeah, I've been going in.
What, bro, what was everybody the hardest else, thing? Everybody else in America is getting fatter in the quarantine that you losing weight.
Yeah, I be feeling good.
What was the hardest adjustment to adapt? Was it the eating or the working out?
I think a little bit of both. Definitely the eating. I think eating is the worst part. I feel like anyone could get up and start working out. Right. Eating, like it's like we've ate so bad for 20 plus years. You feel me? So that's just a fucked up habit.
Yeah. Oh, I got the eating bag.
I still fuck up. You feel me? I just did this video. Once I do videos, I'm like, oh, I feel I accomplished something. So I just start going crazy, eating all over. I'm like, let's all go to Roof Chris. We just go crazy.
What's your victory snack of choice?
I like that.
I was drunk when I did the baby video. At the end of the night, I was drinking. I was like, yeah, bring the pizzas in. Niggas started.
Oh.
Hey, bring, come on. All of them.
Hey, yeah. No bullshit. You know, shout out to the white people up here at iHeart. They had a pizza party today. I had 6 slices, bro.
Go in.
Yeah, nah, for real.
So you now said working that, on go ahead.
No, finish it.
No, I was gonna say working on your new project. Is this gonna be your first solo release?
Yes, sir.
Your first solo release ever.
My first solo project, yeah.
First solo project, yeah.
Yeah, I've done like a song or two solo, but this is my first solo project.
Your first body of work. Okay, so being that this is your first solo body of work, is this kind of like having a son all over again? Because it's your baby? Like,
for sure.
Okay, for sure. I figured.
It was hard to pick the songs, the number of songs, everything, but I kept it short and simple. I picked 11 songs.
Oh, word.
Yeah. Wow. I got so many songs, but I'm like, I'm gonna do 11.
Oh, thank God, bro.
What are we gonna get from this? Like, what how are we gonna be introduced into Jeezy's world? Like, are we turning up with you? Are you giving us your lifestyle? What's up?
We turned up. It's a little different. It's definitely more elevated. I feel like I sound older, you feel me? I feel like I matured a little bit the past few years. So I definitely sound older, and I want my fans to grow with me.
When I first saw you posting on Instagram, I first saw you posting the shit with the baby, right? Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh my God, they going to jail. I was like, bro, they shouldn't be hanging out together. I just thought nothing good could come from you hanging out with the baby. And then I'm starting to see like, okay, stuff was, and you start posting them. I'm like, okay, cool. It's not like, I thought it was, to be honest with you, at first, when I first saw it, I'm like, I knew it was a video, but I thought it was going to be some like BET uncut, like, you know, like, you know, the videos that only go on Pornhub. Like, like, is that when you first was coming up with like the concept and stuff? Because I saw the video. We saw the video. Did you come up with the whole concept of the video, or was that
Austin, the director, came up with like all the whole concept?
That shit is so hard. Just because I like the way it infuses the Latin shit with the, like, it kind of remind me of, like, some Narcos type shit.
Yeah, that's another thing. I've been working with Austin, and I feel like I've been, with the videos, I've been letting him take creative control, you feel me? Because that's one of the things where I have so much going on. I be doing the clothes, I be making music. So I got so much going on that sometimes I be wanting to just let someone else take control of some shit.
Are you hands-on with everything else? Like, or are you good with giving a responsibility off to other people in the other endeavors as well?
Since I started my solo shit, I told my team, I'm like, I want to bring some people in to help me, you feel me? I do everything hands-on, 100%. Yeah. So now I'm like, I just want to let some people in so our minds could come together and just create something even bigger than just me, you feel me? Because it is bigger.
What kind of hands-on are you? Are you like the headache person that, like, it's just you always in the way? Like, you want to see everything?
I feel like I do everything 100%, so no one even has to really do nothing but just go along with it.
Got you. Now I do want to talk about this song. Now, when you were making the song, did you already have in your mind like, I want to work with the baby on this, or was that after you did the song you was like, oh, this would be perfect for this song?
Nah, that was after. Like, I did the song, so that was the song. The first night I got back in the studio, I think like maybe October-ish. And I had just went through that few months span of like writer's block, you feel me? I got in the studio and made that song in like 5 minutes. First 5 minutes I was in there.
Wow.
I was like, oh yeah, I'm back at it.
I'm back in that mode. Go ahead.
I finished that shit and then I was just trying to see who would sound good on there. I'm like, the baby, and the baby for sure sound good. He sent the shit back and his flow was like, it was all different too. I'm like, oh, this sound hard.
Yeah. So is that something you reach out, like, have the teams handle, or do you might like, man, fuck that, I'm gonna just reach out via DM, or is that something, yo, I gotta connect, let me just holler at them?
No, I have my A&R Orlando handle that, you feel me?
Got you. Use them resources, bro.
Why not, man? You got them. Shit.
Now when you say what does Get Fly mean to OGs? Because I've been wearing sweats for a year.
hey, you can look fly in some sweats, man. You it's about how you feel, you feel me?
What does Get Fly mean to OGZ though?
Man, just looking good, feeling
you,
good.
You see that wrist? Come on, man. Look, put the hands up again. There you go. That's what Get Fly is.
Hey,
don't feel bad because we we out here.
Nah, bro. This is the Apple Watch. This is the sport band too. This is my
at home kit now. That's how I go to sleep with.
Oh.
Yeah, y'all see my new shit? My new shit go crazy.
Yeah, dog. Hey. So, okay. You said something interesting earlier about recording 500 songs, right?
No, I did 50.
Okay, well, shit, that's still a lot too. 50 songs. Right. How do you narrow that down to the 10 to 11 that we got on this project?
I feel like one or two, two or three was like, I did it before, like the beginning, top of the year, like January. So those for sure was going to go on it because I fucked with them off rip. And then the other ones, shit, it was really hard. And it's still hard. Like, I just got a new Takeoff verse today. Oh. Boy, Takeoff sent me some shit. So I'm like, now I got to remove one off my project and put that one on.
So why not give people 12 then?
Nah. I want to do 11.
Okay. Is that significance for the number?
Yeah, because I'm a... Not really. I just want to do 11. I want to keep it short, simple.
Okay, so. And no Zodiac, because your birthday is tomorrow, right?
That's my birth. No. That's my birthday month, too. 11. Okay.
Got you. Are you big into Zodiac? Are you big into the Zodiac?
I'm not big on it, but I definitely believe in, like, all that spiritual height, all that shit. You feel me?
So really? What's your Zodiac sign?
Sagittarius.
What's the biggest misconception about a Sagittarius that you feel like people always get wrong?
I don't even know, because I don't even know what the misconception
is. Oh, you don't follow it like that? Okay, got it.
I know Sagittarius are like damn near perfect, though. Come on.
Get the fuck out of here.
That's a misconception in itself right there. But what do you do with the other 40 tracks then at that point? Is it something that you just possibly save for maybe something else? Or is it?
Yeah, no. Whenever my next shit come out, I throw another. Yeah, you feel me?
Okay. And then I'm always
going to keep creating, you feel me? So I might just, some might never see the light of day.
Do you ever go into the project like, I'm going to create a cohesive, like, it got to have this feel or this sound, or you just do all the songs and then you name the project afterwards? Like, you know, some people go in and they be like, I'm going to make a project about this, and they build it all the way around that. Or do you always do it this way?
It's my first time doing my solo shit, so I feel like I just did all my shit and then I put it together, you feel me? There was no, like, specific feel I was going for, but it do got to fit. It's like me, you feel me? It's my sound.
Got you. And then also, like, as far as going solo, right? I remember having this conversation with somebody, and I was explaining, I forgot. It was Amigos, actually. The Migos said on my show, they said that they're the biggest and best group ever, right? Yeah. And I was like, why you say that? And they said, because every group breaks up, and we not never breaking up. Now, when it comes to, like, pivoting and going solo, do you feel like a lot of groups, not even just your own group, like, I'm not even talking about Shoreline specifically, but do you feel like a lot of groups don't get the longevity because they go their separate ways? Or do you feel like they run their course and then everybody kind of have a different vision? Like, I heard you explain that before, like, you had a different vision. Everybody kind of had a different vision. What do you think about that?
I think that's exactly what it is. You feel me? I feel like everyone's a grown man, so people don't want to be, doing what someone else wants to do, you feel me? Like, just like I don't want to follow no one else's direction. I don't want to follow my direction, you feel me? Because at the end of the day, we all grown men. So, and then regardless of what the fans think, it's about how you feel at the end of the day, because you got to live with whatever you do.
Exactly. Do you think that it's a lot of pressure specifically for you to, like, maybe, you know how, like, people when you know, like, people want to see, oh, we want to see the what you call it, reunion, or we want to see Outkast again on stage. Do you get a lot of pressure from your fans? Like, oh, we want to see, you know, them back together again, doing their thing.
I be seeing the fans talk about shit like that, but I'm like, y'all just haven't heard my solo shit. Y'all gonna be fine.
Y'all gonna be straight.
You're gonna be okay. It's okay. Don't worry about it. We got
What's the relationship like with you and the homies now? Everything cool, or y'all speak or no? Or
I mean, we like on whatever terms, you feel me, with it. But it's not like it was before. I feel like we just all went our own direction.
I feel
group
that
chat ain't going up no more. There ain't no group chat like that.
Ain't no more group chats.
Fuck that.
Now, when it comes to your solo project, you said obviously we got the baby on there. You said you got Offset. Are there any surprises?
No, I got Takeoff.
Takeoff.
I'm sorry, Takeoff. Are there any surprises on there that people would be like, that's interesting?
I don't know if it's a surprise. I got YG on there. I got Blue Bucks. The Blue Bucks shit is hard as fuck. You know I had to do it for that.
Yeah, man.
Dude, I feel like y'all style. I can see the Blue Bucks. I can see a collab project, like, somewhere in the works for that.
That'd be crazy.
Because that sound, that, you know, y'all sound is unique. So I feel like could probably see that. Are you interested in doing anything like that? Would you do a collab project with somebody?
I definitely would. I feel like I'd do it with anyone I fuck with.
Who would be the first on the list that you would do the collab album with?
Future. Me and Future.
You and Future. Okay. All right.
That'd be crazy.
What do you think the biggest misconception about yourself is that you feel like maybe the fans always maybe get wrong? Like, damn, that's not, if you only knew, that's not even me.
I don't know. I feel like a lot of people be thinking I'm doing drugs or something all the time. They be thinking I'm sleeping. Like,
I'm not high. I'm sleeping.
I ain't gonna lie to you, GD. I be thinking that shit all the time.
I'm probably one of the most sober out of everyone I know right now. You feel me? Really? I'm super on my shit right now. I got a clear mind.
That's crazy. That's what's up. Because I swear, right before we got on, I was like, I bet you he's going to be high. I said, I bet you.
Hey, I'm so glad you proved us wrong, bro.
He didn't think that. I thought that. But I'm so glad you said that, because I feel like what you just said earlier, as far as people being tapped in differently and being, it's a different focus, bro.
Yeah, so this whole project, I feel like I did it. Like, I would sip some lean, like, here and there last year. And I turn up, you feel me? Because that's what I do. But I made the whole project in the midst of trying to be healthy, getting healthy. So I was in a whole different mindset. I feel like I was in the clearest mindset I've ever been.
That's what's up. I respect that, dog. I fuck with that.
Now, is that something that you feel like, okay, I noticed it worked this time, I'm going to build on that and continue the rest of my project the same way?
I'm going to try to, when I start touring again, I'm gonna try to stay sober and working out. I'm gonna try to stay on my shit. You feel me?
OG's think he's slick, bro. He think he's gonna be on stage peeling out like.
It ain't gonna be no t-shirt budget.
Yeah, no t-shirt budget. You finna be on stage looking like The Rock.
Yeah, I'm finna save money on t-shirts.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, how else were you impacted by the pandemic? Obviously, everybody's been affected in different ways. You talked about the good things as far as being with your family, with your son. What was one of the biggest adjustments about not being able to go outside and obviously the things that come with the whole lockdown?
I think that was the biggest adjustment, just not being able to go outside, you feel me? Luckily, I didn't have no family members affected by it, nothing like that. So at the beginning of it, I got corona myself.
But
that shit did not affect me at all. Like,
you didn't have no symptoms at all.
The only symptom I had was no taste, no smell. That shit had me feeling crazy, but I just locked myself in my room for like 14 days and just kicked it.
I saw a bunch of people, and I know somebody personally that did this weird shit, but she had the COVID, and when she had it, she was like, look, we was on FaceTime, and she was like, look, and she just would bite into onions and like just drink because she couldn't taste it, right?
Just to test it.
And she was just proving to me like it's real. Cause you know, they didn't really think it was real at first, bro. Like, people was like, that shit ain't real. And then she would take a whole ginger shot, bro. I'm talking about raw ginger root, blended, like juiced, and just take it like it was water, bro.
I was doing no shit like that. Okay.
He's like, I was locked in the
room. I was trying to eat all types of shit, hoping it would come back like randomly.
Turn on, please.
It wasn't coming back. Cause you know how when you sick and you might lose your taste, and then you eat something hot or something and the taste come back. I just kept trying to eat shit and it wasn't coming back. I was going crazy.
How long did your senses were going? How long were they going for?
I think like a week.
Oh. Yeah. I mean, that's not too bad.
No, I've known somebody that was down for 3 months.
Oh, yeah.
Three whole ass months. Crazy. So that brings me to my next question. You know, the vaccines and the
part is that I was staying away from people. Like, homies was having little kickbacks and little turns. I was staying away from everybody, and I still got this shit. I'm like, damn.
Do you remember how you got it?
Nah, I got no idea. I have no idea how I got it.
Damn.
Have you taken the vaccine? Are you open to it, or what's your thoughts on the vaccine?
I don't know. I guess I'm gonna have to take it once the touring starts, and they're like, yo, if you gotta take it to go to this country or do this and that, then I'm gonna take it. You feel me? I got no choice.
Like, I got an album to promote.
Right now I'm holding off. Like, they keep coming up with new versions. Yeah, so
right. It's like iPhone updates. They like, damn, it's another one.
I'm trying to wait as long as I can.
I'm trying to wait this shit out too, bro. I ain't gonna lie. Like,
same thing.
I've been thinking about it though. I'm not gonna front. Like, I've been really.
I mean, shows finna start happening. So once they tell me, yo, you need to get it, go get that bag, then it's a wrap.
What about when they? Because both of y'all are fathers. I'm not a dad yet, but I think like, do you, me and Chuck were talking about this shit on the radio as far as like them requiring kids to get the vaccine to go to school and stuff.
I didn't
like
even know that.
Well, they're not doing it yet. They're not doing it.
It's something that you feel like
it was just a conversation. Yeah. But that was something that a lot of parents were thinking about. As a dad now, that's stuff that you got to think about too. What about if they started doing that, like to go to school? Would you peel back and just do the homeschool thing? Or
I don't even know, for real. I think I definitely would.
Is your kid in school right now, or like home? Is it home?
He just turned 2 in March.
Okay, got you. Mine's about to be 3. And that's one of the things we're thinking about right now. It's like, okay, so do we put him in? You know, we got to start thinking about preschool, you know, next year. Yeah. And that's one of the things that we're thinking about right now. Like I was holding off on it, but now it's like, oh shit, you really have to start thinking about these things now.
Because my son don't even want to talk. He just be like, he don't want to talk that much. And they like, it's because he's not around other kids. They're like,
oh.
That's a big
effect. I gotta start thinking about that right now too.
Yeah, that's one of the biggest effects. But yeah, man, as long as you and your partner, you guys are thinking about it, you're mindful of it, man. Whatever decision you guys make, don't force yourself into doing something that you think everybody else wants you to do. As long as you guys make that decision,
no doubt, I would keep him home forever if I could.
Keep him away from people, huh? Yeah. You have responsibilities now, and I believe that your spending habits will be a little different. But and you just showed us the risks and stuff. Yeah. But what do you think is the dumbest thing you probably spent some money on before, OGZ?
Shit, I don't know. I feel like I spent wisely most of the time. Obviously, clothes, but I need clothes for my lifestyle. You feel me? I need clothes for videos, all that. So
he says my image. I mean, hey, it's promoting my lifestyle.
I don't think I go and just buy dumb ass shit. Even when I buy clothes, I'm kind of like,
you can't do it for $250. Can you?
Like, hey man, you owe Jeezy, damn it. And then negotiating.
Yeah.
You, what about like jewelry or like a car? Nothing crazy.
I just bought my whole new jewelry kit. I spent like almost $200,000.
Damn, bro.
You ain't seen it on Instagram? You ain't seen my Jeezy World chain?
Bro, I saw that chain. I didn't even think about that. I wasn't even thinking about that when you brought that up, because I was like, I don't even want to know how much that shit cost.
Yeah, no, that shit chunky. And I got the new white AP to go with it.
Bro. I don't even know what that's like. You know what I'm saying? I can't relate, bro. I can't relate.
You see us both get quiet as fuck. We just gonna live vicariously through you, OGZ.
I can't relate. I should have been a rapper. Also, as far as like, have you ever done the ancestry thing? Like to trace your lineage thing? Okay, don't do that shit. Because I know a couple of the homies, and I'm like, bro, you are not Cherokee Indian. Bro.
Yeah, I feel like this shit is fake.
But what are you? What's your nationality?
I'm Mexican. Just full Mexican.
Okay, so here's something. I remember we had Fat Joe up here, and I asked him about, because Fat Joe, obviously, he's Latin too. Mm-hmm. And
Puerto Rican.
Yeah, exactly.
My son, Puerto Rican Mexican.
Huh?
My son, Puerto Rican Mexican.
Oh, your son finna be a little spicy. Your son finna be talking back and everything. Yeah, like
he be walking around in little wife beaters. That shit.
He said little wife. Like your son went and picked out the wife. Like y'all didn't put him in the shit. Y'all
nah,
put him
in. Threw that shit on. And then he got the braids. He got the he be walking around with the little braids.
Oh yeah, he
look like he belong in the bodega.
That's funny. No, I wanted to ask. I never had a chance to talk to you about this, but I remember we had Fat Joe up, and he was talking about. I asked him about like using the N word as a Latin person, as a person, a brown person, right? And I was telling him where I'm from. Like we're in LA, black and Mexican. Like we grew up together, so I'm desensitized to it. I don't even care. Like I don't look at it like, oh, brown people shouldn't be saying it, because I grew up with all of my homies from Linwood saying it, so I didn't know the difference. And I remember asking Fat Joe, and he was like, yeah, it's basically that. It's because we just come from the same community or whatever.
Yeah, like New York and LA is exactly like the way it is. All the black and Hispanics just grow up with each other.
Right. Have anybody ever asked you about that or brought that up to you as far as like you using it?
I think only on interviews. I think Vlad asked me. I don't know if Adam asked me the first time I was on No Jumper or something, but that's it.
Got you. When do you ever notice, do you ever get any pushback from black people, from black fans, or not fans because they wouldn't give a fuck, but like black people about that?
Not that I'm sure online, you feel me? People be talking shit. Everybody got their own opinion, you feel me?
Yeah.
But it's just, I feel like it is what it is.
He said, I just feel like it is what it is. All right, I feel you. I think, hold on. Oh, yeah, there we go. So when it comes to, like, can you hear me? When it comes to doing music, as far as is there anything that you take offense to? Like, let's say, you know, like a couple of my Mexican homies didn't like a lot of the a lot of black people doing the Latin songs with doing sombreros and shit. Do you give a fuck about any of that type of stuff?
Fuck about nothing. I feel like a bunch of, like, especially like if you from the street, like just like you say, you desensitized to that shit. That shit, none of that shit matter. It don't mean nothing.
Yeah, I feel you.
I was gonna ask you about we do this thing called curbside confessions. All right, crazy stories as a driver or whatever, or Uber or whatever. Have you had any crazy stories in an Uber?
I know he got a crazy Uber story.
Nah, I don't got no crazy stories in Uber.
What about
he said nope, I don't know.
You're not getting me. What about
hey, that's how you know he's full of shit. Before you even ask the question, he's like, nope.
I need to take Uber.
What about like a delivery service? Somebody that delivers food for you, like to you, like the DoorDash. Ate
your food, drove off with your shit.
People, they be fucking my orders up all the time.
Hey, that's the number one thing we hear. People always tearing that shit up. So nobody's ever eaten your food, because we hear surprisingly enough, a lot of the delivery people eat the food.
I never got my food ate.
Ever. Yeah, people a lot. This girl called the station and said that she be dropping off pizzas. And she just be reaching over in the box, eating toppings off the pizza. And then when she messed the cheese up, she'll just smooth it out with her hands type. I'm like, bro.
They're getting clever out here.
Yeah, she tripping.
Get her ass whooped. Right. Do you think we go ahead, go ahead.
No, finish it.
No, we do this thing. We do curbside confessions, and we do this other thing called fact or cap. Okay. Now, when it comes to, like, we ask a question and then you say, is that fact or is that cap? Right. OGZ, fact or cap? Okay, fact or cap?
Yes, sir.
The biggest group ever is the Migos. Fact or cap?
Fact.
Fact.
Yeah.
Okay, I like that. The reason why
didn't hip hop become like the most fucking streamed? I mean, biggest genre with them, like, you feel me, when Bad and Bougie came out. So
it's around that time, you're right.
It definitely was around that time. Who's somebody that you haven't worked with that you would love to tap in with? Other than Future, obviously.
I got a song with Future on my last project.
No, I'm saying other than Future, you name, you want to do a joint project with him. I'm saying other than Future, who would you like to get in with?
Yeah, I want to fuck with a lot. I want to do some shit with Lil Baby for sure.
Money Lil Baby been sliding on everything this year.
Money Bag. Me and Doug's got some shit that never came out. I need to hit him up, put that bitch
for real?
Up.
Yeah. Hey, so when something like that happens,
I was fucking with Doug. I feel like before he had his tapes out. So me and Doug been rocking for a minute.
Bro, how you been rocking with Doug for a minute? He just got out of jail.
I feel like I listen to so much Detroit shit. You feel me? Uh-huh. So I was fucking with Doug like for a minute.
So what is there? How does that work? Is there a time limit? You do a joint with, let's use Doug in this situation. He don't use it for a year, 2 years, or however long it's been. Is it like a known thing? Like, okay, you ain't gonna use that. Nah, I gotta use it for my project.
What it is that I feel like people, cause Doug, from the moment we did that song to where he is now, he in a whole different, like, he on a whole different level. So what it is, just like me, when some homies got some of my old features, I'm like, nah, don't put that out, because I'm in a whole different headspace. You feel me? So I don't fuck with what I did before. So that's what it is. Most of the time.
And you be doing the cease and desist shit, bro?
Nah, I don't do that. I just be like, don't put the bitch out.
Let's just say it flies out there.
I got a cease and desist.
So if something flies out there, something that you did years back, is that something you personally hit them? Like, yo, take that down. Like,
nah, I might just not post about it. You feel me?
Okay, got it.
Do you do features? Because I remember not seeing too many, like, OGs.
I do almost no features.
Yeah.
I've only done one paid feature. And then everything else I did was, like, people that I fucked with. Like, I fucked with their music.
So do you have to fuck with somebody in order to collab with them? Like, you got to... Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah, most definitely.
So, and how do you normally do it? You like to get in with them, or are you cool with like emailing, hitting them up?
I much rather they send this shit to me. You feel me? So I can catch the vibe when on my own time. You feel me?
Now, you know, a lot of people, you know, you've come across a lot of people in the past couple years, right? Mm-hmm. And a lot of people will probably look at it and be like, oh, no, yeah. Oh, just, yeah, fuck with him. He fuck with me. How does somebody know that you really fuck with
them? I feel like, I don't know.
Is it something like you talk to somebody on like do you have to have a personal number? Is it, you know, if we've broke bread together, you know, I really fuck with you. If I communicate with you within a month or whatever it is, like,
I feel that down. I feel like I fuck with everybody. So I feel like
you fuck with everybody. That's gonna be misleading for some people. They be like, oh, I'm gonna drop that shit then. I got an old.
I'm gonna drop my old Jeezy feature from 2000.
Don't drop that shit. I fuck with you. Don't do it.
Right. I fuck with you. Don't drop that
shit. No, yeah. I don't know. I feel like I keep in contact with mostly every. No, you know, I don't keep a lot of contact with people since I've been at home. Mm-hmm. I just been chilling with my son. I feel like I've been trying to stay away from everybody. So
yeah.
I feel like sometimes people might get the misconception that I don't fuck with them, but I still fuck with all my people. I just been
locked in.
Yeah, focused.
Sure.
I like that. Now, a couple of things. The baby, right? Being that doing y'all did that collab and stuff like that. Is it when you work with somebody like that? Like let's say you collab with like you did Future, you got the baby, you got these people that you're working with. And they are a big deal. Do you ever listen to your shit? And are you ever intimidated in any way? Like, or are you going into it like, man, I know my shit finna slap and they better come with their shit? Or do you hear that shit like, I don't know. You ever doubt yourself in any way?
I don't ever doubt myself. I feel like any artist collabing, they just both bring something unique to the table. You feel me? So I feel like either way, me and him could go either way with it and it's still gonna sound good.
Gotcha.
Another project comes up. You say you want to work with Lil Baby, right? You get the green light. You and Lil Baby for sure gotta try it together. He flying his verse or he work on some shit in the studio and it just ain't the Lil Baby that you kind of wanted for your project.
I don't know. Lil Baby be gassing there.
He do gas, but let's just say this gas ain't the gas that you've been looking for.
87.
Dude, this is below that, right? You was trying to get some 92 premium. He gave you the 87, right? Yeah. Do you tell him in that moment or once you receive the verse, like, hey, can you rewrite your shit? Or do you just let it fly?
It depends. If I was paying for a verse, I'm gonna have to be like, yeah, you got it.
Hey, you better get the bigger picture, Lil Baby. Come on,
get the bigger picture, bro.
I need you to get the bigger picture in this bitch.
Dude, but I definitely think like if we cool, if we in the studio, we doing our thing. You definitely, I expect someone to tell me if my shit whack.
Right.
That's what I was about to ask you. Are you open to that kind of criticism as well?
Hell yeah.
Got you. Who was that one person that always is telling you, like, I don't know, G, like, who was that one person around you?
My uncle.
Your uncle?
Yeah.
Keep him around.
and my uncle is the one that showed me everything I know, like, all the hip-hop. Like, I used to go through his whole CD collection. He had everything you could think of, you feel me? Everything I grew up off of was because of him, but he would always be like, nah, your shit not there. Your shit weak.
Damn.
That's dope.
I was like,
all right, you'll see. I ain't changed nothing because of him. I was like, you gonna see.
Was there ever a point where that crushed you where it's like, fuck? Like,
nah, I was just like, you gonna see.
Got you. So you always had the confidence.
Yeah.
What was the first purchase that you made on with your own money? I know you said you were going through his shit, but when you had enough money to get your own shit. What was the first hip hop purchase?
I used to get the Swisher House mixtapes.
Wow.
For real?
Yeah.
I didn't even know how to get those.
And they used to have them bitches at Amoeba, like randomly.
I didn't even know that.
You gotta be digging through that shit. You gotta find it.
Hell yeah. I used to go to Amoeba and just look at through the mixtape section. I used to like I forgot his name. He used to blend all the beats.
What you talking about from Switch House?
No. Oh, this is some other shit. Like he'll get like all the hottest shit and just blend the beats with like other hot hip hop beats. You feel me? I forgot who the fuck it was.
So you was more of a mixtape than you was the mainstream. You was on underground.
No, I was on both. I definitely love mixtapes though. I used to get all the 50 Cent G Unit mixtapes where they were just freestyling on other beats and shit.
I think for the most part, like you know, you are well rounded, and I love what you said about, you know, being keeping your mind clear and getting your shit right, getting in shape, because I think that a lot of people don't really think about that. Like I always say, people don't secure their mind. Like you get in the car, put your seatbelt on, but what about this? You know what I'm saying? So I feel like they take care of that shit.
A lot of people don't, because it's like something that just goes over your head. You feel me? You live in day to day and you just don't sit down and think about shit. Cause even with me trying, that shit's still hard to do. It's still hard to maintain trying to be healthy every day, trying to get that workout in, you feel me? That shit hard as fuck. It just, we so used to doing like just straight negative shit.
Yeah. What do you think is something that we can do in the neighborhoods where, like, let's say in the hood where black and brown people come from, to kind of bridge that gap a little bit more than what it already is? Cause I felt like what y'all did with Shoreline was big, bro. Like it was just so monumental. And not even fuck the music, fuck y'all breaking up. I'm talking about when y'all came and y'all made y'all a statement. You didn't have to be a fan, but you had to respect it
that shit.
Because of this. You know what I'm saying? The unity in the black and brown shit. What else do you think can be done to improve that?
Shit. I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know. I feel like if you people just like you got love for each other, you feel me? And if you got love for each other, that's all that there is. I feel like any negative shit has to be like straight thrown out, you feel me? Mm-hmm. Like you gotta have a positive mindset. Everybody around you gotta have a positive mindset. I feel like you gotta teach the next man love, you feel me? You gotta just show everyone love and appreciation and respect first and foremost.
And I love that, and I obviously don't want to dive into it, but I love that the stories I would hear. I mean, I didn't love the stories I would hear about y'all. That's not true. I love the messaging in the stories that I would hear about y'all, because if y'all was somewhere, it didn't matter who the person was or what they looked like, y'all was together. Y'all was family, and, you know, black, brown, other, whatever. To me, y'all being from here, that just made me proud, because where I come from, and I represent black and brown, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Hey, so we do this thing, man, and we'll kind of leave it on this note, man. The one thing OGZ has to do before the year end, can't end without OGZ doing what?
Shit, making a few mil, you feel me? Yeah.
I'm glad you said that. we talked to Mozzie.
I need $20.
We talked to Mozzie. The last time we had a conversation with Mozzie about that, he said at this time, this was like what, 2013, 2014. He's like, I gotta touch an M. Mm-hmm. And literally that next year, mm-hmm. he posted that he made a million. So I'm glad you're intentional about that. And
off music.
And he mm-hmm. made that happen, man. So, you know, I'm glad that you're intentional about that. You know what I'm saying? Got your thoughts on that and keeping it positive. Is there anything that we didn't mention that you want to make sure that the people know, the fans know? Obviously, GZ World Out, the site's going to be up, GZWorld.com.
Yeah, GZWorld.com. Every month I do a clothing drop on GZWorld.com. So y'all be on the look for that. But for most importantly, just be on the look for GZ World album. You feel me? That shit about to go crazy.
Show, man.
And I mean, you got a large in them drops.
I got you. I'm finna send you some shit.
We good. I'll take it.
I'm finna send you some shit.
For sure.
Don't leave your boy out too, man. All right.
I got y'all both.
Much love, man. Oh, Jeezy, appreciate you taking your time. Homegrown Radio, Chuck Dizzle, DJ Head. We out.